Since the beginning of the pandemic, it seems to me Christmas decorations appear earlier and earlier. And you know, I have heard people say, I just feel like I need that this year. I get that. And so I've been struck this year as I've walked around the neighborhood. I've seen lighted trees through people's windows and wreaths and other decorations well before Thanksgiving. And now, as we approach the beginning of December, we are firmly launched into the holiday season. But I'm struck about things being different here. We have no Christmas tree. We have no lights. Things are different here in the church. Rather than beginning the holiday season, we are starting our liturgical year with the season of Advent. And instead of one long preparation for wind up to Christmas, Advent is actually a season in its own right. It has its own very strong themes and promises. Advent offers us four weeks of preparing to get ready to celebrate Christmas. And one of the hallmarks, I think, of Advent is a call to honesty, to looking at our lives, to looking at the world realistically, and to see the ways that we have strayed from God's call, how the world is not as God would intend. This is the season to have open eyes, maybe even to see with God's eyes, to see the pain, the brokenness in our world, and maybe in our lives. And we do that with the expectation that God is at work, that God is acting even now, active in the world, in this time before Jesus returns in glory at the end of the age. And so Advent reminds us of the promise that God enters into this world, goes right into the heart of what ails this world, how God desires to turn things right through the power of God's love and justice. These 4 weeks of Advent can be at odds with the good cheer and the sentiment of joy in the secular holiday season. In a sermon entitled "Advent Begins in the Dark," the Episcopal priest Fleming Rutledge observes that many people may not want to think in this holiday season of those unpleasant realities of our world. It can maybe intrude on the spirit of the season. Rutledge writes, and I quote, "That's understandable. We would rather build fantasy castles around ourselves decked out with angels and candles. This is precisely the sort of illusion about spiritual health that the church in Advent refuses to promote. The season is not for the faint of heart." Unquote. Advent is indeed not for the faint of heart. It might be easier just to deny or ignore the state of our world. But for those of us who keep Advent, the call is to see honestly. As the natural world is plunged into darkness and cold, we are called to watch for the day to break. We hear that in our epistle this morning, where Paul tells the Christians in Rome that the night is far spent, the day is near. Our salvation is nearer now than it was when we first believed. We know what time it is. This is the time to wake from sleep. And that's also echoed in our gospel, where Jesus tells his followers, stay awake, watch. Only the Father knows when the Son will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. So be ready. Jesus warns us not to live like they did in the days of Noah, when they were oblivious to the flood that was coming. People were living as though they were asleep, and they did not see what God was doing. And so they were caught by surprise when the flood waters came. So Jesus calls us to not be like that, to stay awake, to watch for his coming. And then Jesus compares himself to a thief coming in the night. I don't know about you, but that's kind of startling. But Jesus is making the point that if a homeowner knows someone's going to break in, they stay awake. They watch. And so we are to be vigilant like that. Watching, just like that homeowner, but instead of a thief, watching for Jesus to return. Jesus, I think, uses this image of the thief to get our attention. It's striking. This thing is annoying. It's striking. It gets our attention. But I wonder if that's part of his point, to shake us out of our complacency, to shake us out of what is occupying our attention so that we're not blind to what God is doing. Jesus is calling us to be ready, to be alert, to be attentive, to cast off what blinds us, what holds our attention from seeing what is really important, to be ready. What we're to be ready for is the day that Jesus returns as our judge. Now, I'm well aware that talk of judgment, it may not be easy, it can be uncomfortable. We would much rather focus on Jesus being loving and forgiving, to focus on the one who welcomes and does not condemn. But it's clear in the Gospels that Jesus comes at the end of the age to judge the living and the dead. He comes in glory with his angels, his body bearing the dazzling scars of his passion. In fact, that scene is depicted in the east window over the high altar. That window shows Jesus at the top, surrounded by the angels in glory. And Jesus is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. Matthew's version of the final judgment, when Jesus divides the righteous from the unrighteous. That can be a scary image to us. But there's good news. For the good news is that Jesus sets his cross between us and the judgment of our souls. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are made worthy. Jesus desires to bring all people to the fullness of God's reign. When Jesus judges, he gazes on us with eyes of mercy and compassion. He understands us better than we understand ourselves. He loves us more than we can imagine and more than we can ever love. So while Advent is not for the faint of heart, and judgment may leave us feeling uneasy, ultimately this is a season of promise and of hope. For in Advent we proclaim God's power will triumph over the sin and the evil of this world. We hold on to the image we hear in our first lesson of swords beaten into plowshares, spears turned to pruning hooks, instruments of war turned into instruments to grow food, of Isaiah's vision of war learned no more so that God's peace may reign. This is a season for hoping that what seems utterly impossible can actually happen through the power of God. That we can dare to hope that war will cease, that people will stop killing one another, that death indeed is not the end, but entrance to eternal life. So as the days grow darker and colder, when we move towards that longest night of the year, we dare to assert we live by hope. And we light that single flame on the Advent wreath behind me, that solitary light expressing the hope that is within us, the hope that even in the darkest darkness, the darkness of our lives and of our world, the light of God, the promise of God shines. The night is indeed far spent. The dawn of God's reign is already on the horizon. Advent really is an in-between time between the first advent of God, when God puts on human flesh in the baby of Bethlehem, entering into human history, and the consummation of all things, the second advent of God, when Jesus comes in glory with the angels to judge the living and the dead. And living in this in-between time, we can trust that God is present. As we move through the challenges of this age, Advent asserts that God is always with us, that God's love and justice break into this world in this moment, right now. even before the consummation of history, when Jesus comes at the end. This is the Advent hope by which we live. The early church theologian Tertullian put it like this, and I quote, "The kingdom of God, beloved brethren, is beginning to be at hand. The reward of life and the rejoicing of eternal salvation and the perpetual gladness and possession lately lost of paradise are now coming with the passing away of the world. Already heavenly things are taking place of earthly, and great things of small, and eternal things of things that fade away. What room is there for anxiety and solicitude?" Unquote. God's promise remains steadfast and true. The Son of Righteousness will rise. The faithful of God will be redeemed. Sin and death are put to flight in a blaze of resurrection light. God is coming because God loves us, and God desires to redeem us. God desires to bring all people into the fullness of eternity. So the season of Advent is not for the faint of heart. It doesn't offer easy answers or simple fixes. It's not about sentiment or even holiday cheer. Rather, Advent is about the stark reality of a world afflicted by sin, alienation, and brokenness, and the deep promise of God to enter in, to redeem all things, to set all things right. Even as the darkness seems to grow in strength, the dawn of God's coming lights the eastern horizon. So my hope and prayer this Advent is that Jesus enter in and wake us from sleep, so that we can cast off all complacency. We can be shaken from our routine. May we allow Jesus to open our eyes so that we see the signs, watching and waiting expectantly for the advent of God. Let us yearn for God's promise of healing and redemption, trusting God's promise that the future will be different from the present, that God's reign will break in, that the seemingly impossible is, of course, with God, utterly possible. May we hold on to this hope always as we journey through this present reality and as we watch for the coming of our God. Amen.